Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of the Perpetual Notion Machine, this half-hour science program for Thursday, March 23rd, 2017. Each week, we discuss scientific research, news, or science happenings and events in the Madison, Wisconsin area. I'm your host, Lincoln Tice, recording from the studio on Bedford Street. Our topic today is the field of biotechnology, which is an important industry in our area and which continues to be a growing source of employment in Madison's economy. More specifically, we will be talking about a way to get into this field through the biotechnology programs offered at Madison Area Technical College. Full disclosure, I am a teacher in one of these programs, the Biotechnology Bridge Program, but I didn't know much about the other programs that MATC offers in biotechnology. So to educate myself and any listeners who might be interested in this field, I am joined tonight by Dr. Joe Laundis, an experienced professor of biotechnology and chemistry at Madison College. He is going to tell us all about this emerging, exciting industry and how anyone can pursue a career in biotechnology through the programs offered at our local community college. Hi, Joe. How long have you been teaching in the biotech program at MATC?
Thanks for inviting me here. It's fun to be here. I joined the program in 1994. Before that, I worked in a small biotech company in Boulder, Colorado. I did a postdoctoral fellowship position in Denver, Colorado, and I was here in Madison doing a PhD prior to that. So I've been part of the Madison community for quite a while now.
Great. Thanks so much for coming in. So what is biotechnology? Biology and technology seem like very different things to me. How do they combine?
I define it for the students as applied biology. It's the use of biological systems to make products. Fermentation and agriculture are very ancient biotechnologies, and they are still critical and continue to advance technologically. Today, we also have recombinant DNA technologies and advanced instrumentation technologies that allow sophisticated processes to provide us with products that save lives and improve the quality of life.
So fermentation, like making beer.
That's one of the applications.
So why would we use biology or living organisms to make things rather than traditional industry?
Well, we use microorganisms to make our yogurts, our cheeses, kombucha, beer, many other food products. The pharmaceutical industry uses cells to make drugs that can't be made in the chemistry lab. Another example is an enzymes that you find in your laundry detergent are purified from microorganisms that are grown in large cultures. These are the enzymes that break up the starch, fats, the proteins in your dirty clothes, even in cold water.
I think of that as an example that shows that for all our technological advancement, like, we can't actually do better than what life has evolved, right? Like, these organisms are really good at what they do, so we use the organisms.
Well, yeah, we take advantage of what they can do naturally. We modify them so they can do things better. We grow them in large quantities to purify things out of them. That's how we take advantage of it.
Cool. What types of organisms are commonly used to make what types of products?
The choice of organism that is used to make a product, it will depend on the product itself. For example, yeast is used to make ethanol, bacteria to make enzymes, mammalian cell cultures are used to make human proteins for pharmaceutical purposes.
Okay. How much of the biotech industry involves modifying other organisms?
Well, some companies rely on the discovery of new organisms and then selecting organisms from these discoveries that have particular traits, and then they will isolate, isolate the genes from one of these organisms. Some companies will isolate those genes that are responsible for desired product and put those genes into another organism that they can grow easily and efficiently. There are other biotech companies, by the way, that specialize in research and development, in purifying products, and cancer testing, or even environmental testing. So there's a wide range of possible companies and efforts. One example I give the students is that there are companies that actually have isolated spider genes that are responsible for making silk. and they put that DNA into yeast. These modified yeast cells are then grown into large batches, which essentially sugar and water, and these organisms make silk protein. That silk protein can be spun into fibers, so that soon you may see lines of fabrics and garments on the market from those companies.
Interesting. Okay, so now that we've talked about the big picture of what is the biotechnology industry, let's focus on the local job market here in Madison. What types of businesses are based here, and what do they do?
Well, the industry here in Madison is very diverse. There are companies that are involved in pharmaceutical testing, food testing, making cultures and probiotics for the dairy industry, pharmaceutical drug production, molecular diagnostic toolkits for early detection of cancer, perhaps, and then production of kits and reagents for the biotechnology laboratories themselves. There's also companies that focus on stem cell technologies, biofuels from biomass, protein purification. There are companies that specialize in instrumentation manufacturing also for the biotech industry. So there's a wide variety of skills.
Great. And what types of people are these companies looking to hire?
I would start by saying these companies, when they look for people, they go through a lot of stages in the hiring process. There's several stages. In general, there is an application screening, phone interview, interview by the hiring manager. For the most part, these companies know that our students coming out of our programs at biotech at Madison College have the laboratory skills they need to have. What the employers are looking for is how well a candidate works with others and the skills related to documentation, attention to detail, the flexibility, and problem solving. So we work all these different kinds of activities into our programs to prepare the students for what the companies want. Larger companies will hire people for specific jobs, very, very specific jobs, perhaps. And we know that our students, our graduates, do well in these entry-level positions, and they then tend to move into other positions and given more responsibilities and have opportunities for promotion. In small companies, our graduates wear many hats, take on a variety of responsibilities, and they often tell us that they really enjoy seeing the company grow from real small companies into much larger ones.
Cool. Sounds like there's a lot of potential in this field, a lot of opportunity for advancement and growth.
Mm-hmm.
What types of things would an entry-level employee be doing during their day in a biotechnology industry?
Again, it could vary. It varies widely from company to company. The starting entry-level position person, a very, very entry-level, might be involved in solution making, media making, even glassware. Glassware and preparation of materials for the laboratory is a highly appreciated activity in a company. You have to do it right because you can have problems with your products if you have contamination in your glassware. So that's an entry level. Our students also get into positions where they do production. They're involved in different levels of production runs or assays. There's a lot of, as I said, there's a lot of activities that that entry level type work may entail.
Okay, so like diluting solutions. You mentioned media. What is media?
Media is the material, is the solution, let's say, that the cells are grown in. They have all the nutrients, they have all the proteins, the sugars, everything that you need to have the cells grow.
Okay, so it's kind of what feeds the culture.
Correct.
Okay. Now let's talk about the different biotechnology programs offered at Madison College.
We have a number of levels. The entry-level position, I'd say, is the diploma in laboratory support assistant. That's nine credits. It is contained within our those nine credits count toward our next level up, which is associate degree in applied science and biotechnology laboratory technician. We also use these same courses to have people that have bachelor degrees, we call it post-baccalaureate certificate, come into our program and take our courses. There's a number of students that do that every year, and they earn, with 15 credits, they earn a post-baccalaureate certificate. And then we have some specialty courses. We have an evening course in stem cell technologies, and we're putting together a new course on chromatography, which is a bioseparation techniques on high-pressure liquid chromatography.
Cool. So it sounds like there's a diverse range, anywhere from a lab assistant to technician to post-bac programs, stem cells.
The post-bac programs are, they take exactly the same courses that our associate degree students take. Many of the skill sets that the students get are ones that you do not find generally in a baccalaureate program. Most of the people that are in go through baccalaureate. What I do is advise students that are in a baccalaureate program to work in laboratories, because in general, the skill sets that you get in our program courses are not going to be found in their courses at the university. They're mostly interested in providing the background in theory and concept and understanding of the biological systems, and not as much on gaining competence and being able to work in a laboratory. That's what we do. And so students with bachelor degrees do come to us to get that wide range of skill sets so they can be competitive in the job market.
Yeah, so somebody might get their degree in biology, but they wouldn't necessarily have the lab skills to work in the biotech field. So then they might come to Madison College and do that post-bac program.
Right.
To gain those lab skills. So how long has MATC been offering biotechnology degrees, and how many folks has the program served?
Well, I'm not sure about the numbers, because we go back to, we first started in 1987, and our first graduates were in 1989. We've had hundreds of students go through our program since then, and you know, all the way from the diploma to the post-baccalaureate to the stem cell certificates and such.
And how long does it take to get an associate's degree in biotechnology?
Well, it's set up so that a student can finish the program in 4 semesters, that is 2 years. However, most of our students work a significant number of hours each week, while they're going to school. They have families to support. Most of our students, many of our students are parents, and they choose to take fewer courses every semester, and so they do take longer to keep to complete the program. Usually, the vast majority finish within 6 semesters.
Got it. And are local graduates able to find employment?
Yes, our placement rate each year is over 90% of our graduates who want to have work get work. Well, actually, 90% of our graduates graduate. I think everybody who wants to get work finds work in the biotechnology industry. And the vast majority of them get jobs in the local area. Some of our graduates have left the area, and we have graduates in states such as Washington, California, Massachusetts, North Carolina. And a number of our graduates, a large number of our graduates from the associate degree program have gone on to earn their bachelor's degree at various schools around the state.
Cool. I think that's a really good thing to point out, that if you get your associate's degree at Madison College, then those credits can transfer to a 4-year college.
Yeah, it will depend on which school you're applying to. Some schools have a degree completion program in which they take all 68 credits of the program. You can, if you come into our program with the idea that you are going to transfer to get a 4-year degree, we advise students to take their arts and sciences courses in courses that are automatically set up to transfer to the university. So they would leave our program with at least half of their credits transferable. Now, I should say the other half may not transfer to the university that you're interested in, but you leave the program with a skill set that can get you employment in the laboratory at the university. You would be highly desirable as an employee of a lab, research lab at the university. And so you get, and so when you finish your bachelor degree, you will have a work experience. You'll have an associate degree in applied biology, that is biotechnology, and you'll have that bachelor degree. So it's quite a combination.
Okay, what types of things do alumni working in the field tell you about the importance of their education at Madison College?
Well, they tell us that they are well prepared for the work that they're doing, and they would not be where they are without the experience they got in our program. So we're quite proud of our graduates and what they say about us.
And what courses are required for admission in the diploma and associate degree programs?
A high school degree, including a year of biology, is required. But a year of high school algebra and a year of high school chemistry are very, very helpful.
And then the classes, they would be receiving a really excellent background in chemistry and biology during the program. What do you say to someone who wants to work in biotechnology, wants to go through a program, but has struggled with chemistry or math in the past, so they are intimidated?
Well, there's a lot of people that are intimidated by math and chemistry. But we have programs and we have help at the college. The one program we wanted to talk about later is the Biotechnology Bridge Program. You've brought it up as being a part of that. That is a program in which helps students prepare themselves for being in the biotech program. So it takes a little longer to get through the entire biotech program, but the bridge program, because of that bridge, but the bridge helps you perform better when you get in the program. It sort of eases you into the math and the chemistry that's needed to be successful.
Got it. So can you tell us about the cost of these programs? And is financial aid available?
Yes, yeah, so the program is financial aidable. There's 68 credits. And generally, if you take it in two years, four semesters, you take 18 credits, 16 to 18 credits a semester. But as I said, most people will do it in, the vast majority of our students are doing it in six semesters. The total cost, I estimate, I mean, I'm not sure about this, but it's somewhere around $9,500 for the entire 68 credit program.
Got it. So after getting the associate's degree, how would these credits then transfer to being a bachelor's degree program at a four-year college?
Yeah, I touched on that a little bit already. It does vary with each of the four-year colleges and universities. Most of the colleges and universities, if you talk to the right counselor or advisor there, will go through the list of courses that they see on your transcript, and some will give all the credits. I think UW-Stout has a program. UW-Green Bay both have programs that for degree completion, they call it, where they take our entire 68 credits. Others will go through the list and say, well, this is like this course that we have, and we can give you credits for it. So it's a negotiable type of thing. But you can be sure to transfer about half the credits by taking the arts and sciences courses that are already set up to transfer. But as I said, even if the biotechnology courses don't transfer to the college that you're interested in, it does give you the background and the experience to be able to work in the laboratories that are on the campus.
Cool. So let's say someone is interested in biotechnology and wants a little more information about the programs. Is there anyone they could talk to?
Our program director, that's Dr. Mary Ellen Krause, and her email is mekraus@madisoncollege.edu. So it's Mary Ellen Krause at madisoncollege.edu.
Great. Okay, next we're going to talk about the bridge programs. So what exactly is a bridge?
Well, the bridge program offers motivated students an opportunity to prepare both academically and socially to succeed in college, and in this case, in the biotechnology laboratory support assistant program. And the bridge covers topics in chemistry, biology, and math, along with skills in reading and writing. After completing the bridge this summer, students will enroll in their first semester at Madison College in the fall. And during that first college experience, we also provide academic support for the general chemistry course they take and a course in bioscience essentials, which is a basic biology, biotechnology introductory preparation course, if you will.
Okay, so the bridge is basically to help prepare people for college. How long does it take? And is it flexible for working adults?
The bridge program meets Mondays and Wednesday mornings for 8 hours a week. It's a total of 12 weeks. And we set the two-day-a-week schedule to make it easier for working students, working adults, and parents to fit school into their busy schedules. I mean, most of our students work a lot, and many of them have families. So this is important to us to be flexible.
Yeah. When does the next Biotech Bridge Program cohort start classes?
The next bridge class is offered in two parts. This spring begins Monday, April 17th, and we'll run 4 weeks on Monday and Wednesday mornings. And the second half, which will be 8 weeks, will run in the summer and begins Monday, June 19th. After that, a student will be ready to enter the Biotech Lab Support Assistant Program in the fall.
Great. And how much does this program cost?
Now, the Bridge Program is a preparative program, and it is grant-funded. So it is tuition-free, which means that this is a great opportunity to explore science, to see if going to college is the right thing to you, and to acquire any knowledge, to be prepared for the college and the biotechnology program. Once the students enter the Biotech Lab Support Assistant Program, there are tuition costs. Those are tuition-bearing courses in the diploma program. We do have advisors that can assist students in applying for financial aid.
Got it. Well, that's really cool that the bridge programs are free. Do students earn credits that could then be applied to an associate's or bachelor's degree?
Not in the bridge program, but the 9 credits toward the diploma program apply to the associate degree in biotech lab technician program. So if you wanted to continue on to earn your associate degree, those courses that you've been prepared in the bridge to take in the diploma, all that goes together to help you be successful in the associate degree program.
Got it. And are class sizes smaller in the bridge programs?
We cap the class size at 16. We still have some spots available in the bridge class that begins April 17th.
Oh, great. So could the bridge programs be considered easier than other college programs?
I wouldn't say easier. It's set up to help students be successful if they're motivated and willing to put the work into it. It's a matter of a developmental, getting used to. The more you get used to this work, the more you understand, a lot of times the faster the understanding comes. So this is sort of a slow start, and then the acceleration picks up when you're ready.
Got it. What other bridge programs does Madison College offer?
Madison has programs, bridge programs in construction and industrial maintenance. And there are others in the works, too.
So if someone is considering a bridge program at MATC, when should they apply?
I would recommend anyone who is interested to get the information soon about this program. I can't guarantee the specific bridges will be around for several years from now, so I expect that we will be offered some sort of bridge opportunity in many areas, academic areas of the college. There are two ways to find out that information. If they're interested in the bridge, they can call our advisor, Steve, and that number is 608-258-2458, or they can call our main office at 258-2440 and ask to speak to a bridge advisor.
Great, yeah, and it sounds like we still have space in the Bridge programs that starts April 17th. So
we do.
Feel free to reach out. Thank you so much, Joe, for letting us know about the biotech programs offered by METC. What's your favorite thing about these programs?
By far and away, my favorite thing is the students that we have in the program. The different kinds of people that come in, their different interests. What they do all have in common is that they like science. Throughout their life, they have not found a way that they can do science, perhaps. Science is not just for the PhD lab coats in the laboratory. There are ways that you can use science and be part of science, really, really good science in the industries that we have in this city, in this region.
Yeah, so it's not all research, huh? It can be very real-world applicable.
Absolutely.
And, really help people's lives. I know in research, you can work really hard and never actually, your research might not actually turn out. So I think that's a really rewarding thing about the biotech industry is that you can, each day go to work and contribute. So do you foresee any exciting changes that biotechnology might bring to our lives in the next immediate future, next several years?
Well, there are some interesting things going on in the companies. They're always everything from a new kind of antibiotic, a new approach to dealing with disease and infections, as opposed to using antibiotics, using a different kind of approach, using antibodies.
Oh, wow.
There's really interesting cancer testing in some of the companies developing. We've seen them on television, in fact. I'm not going to name companies right now, but there's some really interesting things going on in our region.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's all the time we have for tonight on the Perpetual Notion Machine. You've been listening to a conversation between biotechnology faculty from Madison Area Technical College, Dr. Joe Laundis, and myself, Lincoln Tice. We've discussed the exciting field of biotechnology, the jobs that are available, and the certificate and degree programs offered by Madison College. I'm your host and producer, Lincoln Tice. We're currently looking for volunteers to get involved in making the Perpetual Notion Machine a reality each week. If you're interested, please shoot us an email at scienceonwart@gmail.com. You can also visit the station website at www.wortfm.org. There you will also find our archive of show summaries and podcasts.